Chapter 8. I stared at each naked woman, and my cock hardened like a titanium rod when coy little smiles spread across their lips. They stood there, waiting for my next command, but I just slowly began to unbutton my shirt and let it fall to the floor. My eyes darted between each gorgeous witch before they landed on Penelope, with her shimmering brown eyes and rose-pink lips. And I just knew I had to have her first. "Penelope, come over here and help me take these pants off."
"Yes, master."
She purred, but when she started to walk toward me, I raised a hand to stop her, dead in her tracks. "No. I want you to crawl on all fours."
"As you wish, sir."
The beautiful, bright-haired Wicca agreed with a seductive smile.
"I am yours to command, body and soul."
I said nothing, and the orange-haired Wicca slowly got down on all fours and crawled toward me like a bitch in heat. Her ample ass was raised high in the air as she drew closer, and when she was just below my crotch, she looked up at me with an eager smile. I breathed heavily as she slowly began to unclasp my button and pull my pants down, and her eyes grew wide with desire and hunger when my erect dick sprung into view. "Go on," I urged before I pushed a strand of orange hair out of her face. "Take a taste. I know you want to."
"I do, master. I've been longing to have you in every part of my body."
"So let's begin." I grinned before I inched closer toward her gaping mouth. The eager Wicca wrapped her delicate hands around my stiff member and gently began to move her hands up and down my length. My entire body shuddered with instant pleasure as she moved up and down in faster motions, and then I gasped when she slowly swirled her hot tongue along my throbbing tip. Her eyes never left mine as she wrapped her full lips around my cock, and then she started to bob her head up and down along my slick, pulsating dick. Penelope slurped as she took me in deeper.
"Look at how hungry she was."
Akira growled as the others watched us with vivid, eager eyes.
"She was dying for a taste. We've all been,"
Nyx said as she licked her blue lips.
"I can't wait for my turn to lick his cock. Neither can I,"
Cersei added in a low, desperate growl. "All in time," I grunted as I bucked my hips so my cock slid deeper inside Penelope's ravenous mouth. "Keep going, Penelope. I know you can go deeper than that." The orange-haired witch glanced up at me with deep longing as I plunged my cock further down her mouth, and each time my tip hit the back of her throat, she gently gagged but whined for more. My cock throbbed uncontrollably, and I grabbed a fistful of her bright hair and urged her to go even faster. A groan resonated in my chest as she wriggled her head down to my balls, and she greedily slurped along my length. Her chestnut brown eyes were glassy with desire as she stared up at me, and the corners of her lips were dripping with pre-cum as she bobbed her head faster and faster along my pulsating length. I began to buck my hips with more intensity as feral desire rushed through my body, and she continued to gag as I ventured deeper down her throat. But that didn't stop her from moving her head faster and faster.
"She desperately wants to taste your unholy seed, master,"
Revna whispered in a voice thick with desire.
"She wants to savor every drop."
"And she will," I panted as I bucked my hips with swiftness and determination. I could feel myself nearing my threshold, and my entire body quivered with intensity before the tip of my cock erupted and spurted a bucket load of thick, hot cream inside her hungry mouth. Oh, I shuddered and looked up to the ceiling, and my head spun in furious circles as my gut coiled with pleasure. Penelope slurped and licked every drop of cream I had to offer her, and when she gently pulled away, a wet popping sound echoed through the bedroom.
"That was delicious, master,"
Penelope mewled as she wiped the corners of her lips with her thumb.
"What would you have me do next?"
"Well, Well, since you've been such a gracious and good girl, you may lie down on the bed. But don't move until I tell you to, understood?
Yes, master.
The bright-haired witch grinned. I watched Penelope saunter over to the bed, and I could see the insides of her thighs were glistening and dripping with desire. When she was positioned on the pillows, I turned to face the other naked and eager women, and I could tell each one was dying for their turn. I want all of you to watch us fuck. You may pleasure each other or yourselves, however you wish, but don't you dare come until I'm deep inside your soaking pussies.
Yes, master.
The women answered at once. I glanced at Penelope on the bed, but instead of approaching her, I waltzed over to the wall where all the whips, silks, and paddles were, and I selected a deep red silk scarf. I snatched it from the wall and smiled before I headed slowly toward the bed. Then I tossed the fabric onto the sheets, and the bright-haired witch stared at it for a long moment before she looked back up at me with an arched eyebrow. Tie it around your eyes. I want you to be surrounded by total darkness while I fuck you. All you need is to feel my touch and nothing more.
Yes, master.
Penelope breathed with exhilaration before she took the silk and carefully wrapped it around her brown eyes.
I'm ready. Please enter my body, master. Make me come and scream your name over and over again.
The orange-haired witch laid back down on the bed, and I gently crawled toward her and began to slowly rub her throbbing clit with my thumb. She immediately gasped and arched her back, but other than that, she didn't move an inch.
Master!
She gently moaned with delight. That's right. Oh, good girl. I cooed as I slowly slipped a digit deep inside her sopping pussy, and then another. I sawed in and out of her glistening folds, and each time I prodded deeper and faster, her gasps and groans grew louder and more demanding.
Oh, fuck all!
Penelope squealed with delight as her walls clamped around my fingers.
No, that feels incredible. Please don't stop. I'm begging you.
I wouldn't dream of it. I teased as I ventured further inside her. Satan, you're so fucking wet.
Only for you, master. Unholy hell, I can't wait to feel your cock tube inside me. I want to feel your sperm flooding my womb.
Soon enough. I chuckled as I pushed my fingers deeper into her sopping, silky insides. Oh, as soon as I'm inside you, I will spread you wide open.
I can't wait another moment, master. Please, please, please fuck me.
Well, since you asked so nicely, I smirked as I pulled my slick fingers out of her drenched opening. I think I can give in to your desires. Without another word, I positioned myself on top of her and slid my thick rod deep inside her wet cavern, and her entire body jerked upward as she cried out with utter surprise and satisfaction. I slowly began to thrust in and out of her hungry body, and her mouth gaped open as she struggled to breathe and moan at the same time.
Master, your cock is so wonderful. It's filling me up all the way. Fuck, the blindfold somehow makes you feel even bigger.
As I said, I intend to spread you as wide as I can. I grunted before I hoisted one of her legs over my shoulder. Oh, Satan, you're fucking tight.
Oh, does my tight pussy please you, master?
The orange-haired witch gasped as her breasts heaved up and down in excitement.
Oh, I can feel you so deep inside me.
I rocked my body against hers and plunged my cock deeper into her sopping cavern, and she cried out my name repeatedly. Her passionate cries drove me to thrust faster and faster inside her, and her silky walls clamped and unclamped around my shaft like a merciless bear trap. Sweat dripped in between her full, pale breasts, and her nipples were swollen and hard. I dove deeper inside her pussy and bucked my hips with a wild fervor, and then I leaned down, placed one nipple in between my teeth, and bit down lightly. Penelope shrieked, and a river of her juices gushed out along my shaft.
Listen to the sound of her squealing. She's in another world right now. Of course she is. She has a master inside her after all.
As the others marveled at us, Penelope struggled to breathe and keep still. But I knew the deeper and faster I went, the harder it would be for her to remain stagnant. I lifted her other leg and placed it over my shoulder, and her head began to toss between the pillows until she squealed when I gave her one quick, hard thrust. I was balls deep inside her tunnel, and I knew she was coming close to an explosive orgasm when her walls began to tremble with desire and longing.
Master, I don't think I can hold back any longer. I'm going to explode.
So come with me, I ordered, and my cock twitched with wild desire. Right now! Penelope screamed as her thighs trembled and her walls convulsed fiercely around my shaft. I unleashed my sweltering cum deep inside her cavern as soon as my name left her lips, and she screamed for more. Her walls clamped and squeezed my cock for every precious drop of seed I could give her, and she sighed and moaned as my body trembled over hers. I continued thrusting as I rode the wave of my climax, and I shuddered when our combined fluids squelched out of her sopping wet tunnel. Finally, we both steadied our breathing, so I gently pulled out of her, and we both sighed with pleasure. When I caught my breath, I slowly unwrapped the silk from Penelope's eyes and looked deep into her wide brown orbs. She was staring intensely at me, and her lips quivered before I leaned over and planted a kiss on her lips. That was fucking amazing, I whispered into her ear. Now go over there with the others and watch while I fuck Akira senseless.
Yes, master.
The orange-haired witch purred before she crawled off the bed, and her thighs were soaking wet from my cum trickling out of her bright red pussy. Akira, I ordered. And when the black-haired witch lifted her head away from Cersei's cunt, she licked her lips and smiled. Come over here.
Of course, master.
She growled like a starving wolf. The ebony-eyed witch wasted no time before she stood up and passed by Penelope and crawled on the bed. She stared at me with her shimmering, soulless eyes, and her purple lips etched into a coy smile as she inched a little closer. Stop. Right there. I want you on all fours, but I want you to face the women at the foot of the bed.
Yes, sir.
Akira replied, and she couldn't mask the eagerness in her voice.
With immense pleasure.
After Akira placed herself in the right position, I headed over to the other tools, and my eyes landed on a large wooden paddle. I grabbed it without hesitation, and a smile spread across my face as I neared the anticipating Akira. Are you ready? I grinned.
I'm ready for your unholy cock to be deep inside my pussy.
The black-eyed witch moaned as she shook her ass.
Whatever you have in store for me, master, I can't wait for you to begin.
Good. That's what I want to hear. With the paddle in my hand, I got on the bed and positioned myself behind Akira. I started to rub her wet folds with my fingers, and she groaned and arched her back as I slipped my digits deep inside her. Then I raised the paddle high and swiftly smacked the right side of her ass.
Oh, yes, master, again!
I spanked her again and again with the paddle, and her pale skin quickly turned a bright cherry red. But she continued to cry and beg for more. Are you going to be a good girl, or should I keep punishing you?
Only if you ask me to, master.
Akira moaned while I continued to tease her soaked pussy with my fingers. While my fingers were still inside her, I hit her again with the wooden paddle, and she moaned like it was the greatest sensation in the world. Each time I struck her, she arched her back and bundled her fists into the sheets. And when she lowered her head and pressed it against the covers, I quickly tossed the paddle aside, pulled out my fingers, and grabbed her by the hair. Then I roughly pulled her back, and she screamed with surprise and delight as I leaned closer to whisper into her ear. Do you want me to fuck you hard, Akira? I hissed, and her entire body shivered.
Yes, master.
She panted before I bit on her ear, and she screeched with pleasure. I pulled my head back, and while I still had my fingers tightly woven in her black locks, I used the other hand to rub my slick cock against her wet folds. Each time I neared her dripping opening, she pouted and pleaded for more, but I just continued to tease the ebony-eyed witch. Her frame shook with desire, and when I finally stuck my rock-hard cock into her sopping cavern, she gasped with pleasure and moaned with delight. Do you like that? I teased as I drove deeper inside her and began to rock my hips against her skin.
Yes, master.
The black-eyed wake-up panted when I was balls deep inside her cunt.
Oh, fuck me harder.
Delicious moans and gasps escaped from her purple lips as I fucked her hard and rough. My hold on her tightened as our bodies rocked in unison, and her walls tightened around my throbbing shaft as I prodded deeper inside her tunnel. Her panting quickly grew more erratic, and when I yanked her back, she gasped while her pussy quivered uncontrollably.
She looks like a bitch in heat. Her eyes are rolled all the way back into the back of her head. She's savoring every moment.
Nix agreed with hooded, lust-filled eyes.
I think she's about to come. Master!
Akira gasped like she had been holding her breath underwater.
She's right. I think I'm going to come. I can't hold back any longer.
So come for me, I ordered as I moved my hips faster and harder. I want you to come everywhere.
Yes, Cole.
The black-haired beauty stuttered as her walls viciously clamped around my length. I could feel myself about to come deep inside the wild-hearted Akira, and when my cock throbbed with severe intensity, I unleashed all my sweltering cum inside her hungry cavern. We both groaned with passion, and my head furiously spun as her walls sucked me dry for every drop of semen I could squirt inside her. Her pussy continued to violently and greedily clench around my dick, and when we finally caught our breaths, I gently pulled out of her abused cunt. My cum trickled down her alabaster thighs, but then I reached out, scooped some up on my fingertips, and shoved them back into her leaking pussy. Oh, that was astonishing, Akira. I commended as I withdrew my fingers. You did very well. Now you may go over and join the others, while I decide who will be next.
Yes, master.
The ebony-eyed witch purred before she stuck her own finger inside her pussy, and when she pulled it out, she licked it dry.
Thank you for bestowing your delicious seed deep inside me.
My pleasure. I grinned before I slapped her ass, which was already red and purple from the paddle. Now join the others. Don't make me repeat myself. Akira nodded in agreement and slowly crawled off the bed to accompany the other women. Nix and Circe were busy fondling each other's pussies, while Penelope was spread across the floor and gently rubbing her red, throbbing clit. Revna was on her knees, and she was touching her nipples as she stared at me with bright blue eyes. Revna, go over to the wall and grab two silks from the hook. Then come here and lay down on your back.
Yes, master.
The wild woman responded before she stood up and quickly snatched the strips of fabric from their hooks. When she returned to the bed, I moved out of the way and took the silk away from her, and she did as I commanded and positioned herself on the pillows. Without a word, I began to tie each hand to the gold bedposts, and as I did so, her breathing grew more demanding and unpredictable. Once her arms were secure and tight, I swiftly turned to look down at her vulnerable body, and I could feel my blood coursing south as I marveled at her creamy thighs, the dark blonde patch of hair between her legs and her full breasts. Now, are you going to be a good girl and wait for your reward? I teased before I ran my tongue from her belly button and up to her chin.
Yes, master,
she said in a trembling voice. And when she tried to move, she barely budged an inch.
But I don't know how much longer I can wait.
Oh, you'll get your reward soon enough. I growled before I slowly clambered on top of her and pressed my lips against her ears. Do you want me to fuck your wicked brains out?
Please, Ever since that night you made me yours, all I've been thinking about is your magnificent cock.
Is that so? I asked, before I planted soft kisses along the side of her face and down to her sweet-smelling neck. How badly do you need me?
More than anything in all the realms. Please, master, fuck me slow and then as hard as you wish, I beg you.
If that is your desire, I grunted with a smile. But instead of sticking my rod deep inside her wet pussy, I lowered myself until my head was in between her thighs. But I think I want to make you beg for it a little more. Then I licked her pussy, and as soon as my tongue made contact with her folds, she arched her back and shuddered with pleasure. I plunged my tongue deeper inside her hot tunnel, and then began to tease her relentlessly with my mouth. Her gasps echoed through the bedroom, and the inside of her thighs trembled uncontrollably and clamped around my head as I continued to pleasure her.
Master, I don't think I can wait any longer, please. Slip your huge cock inside me. I want to feel every inch of you.
Have patience, Ravna. I teased before I reached up to grab one of her breasts. I pinched one of her nipples. And the more she moaned with desire, the more eager I was to slip deep inside her.
Oh, please, master.
The wild witch keened so sweetly, and her blue eyes shone with tears as she stared down her body at me. Oh, the dark lust in her eyes and the pleading tone in her voice finally broke my resolve. So without any more foreplay, I hovered over her body and began to rub my rock-hard cock along her damp pussy lips. Then I slipped my member deep and quick inside her and slowly began to rock my hips against her skin. Oh, fuck, Ravna. You're soaked. I growled as the wet noises of our lovemaking reverberated throughout the room. Our groans echoed in unison as I began to thrust deeper and faster inside her. And since her arms were tied to the bed, she couldn't move an inch as I claimed her body and relished in her warm insides. Her walls clamped tighter around my throbbing shaft as I fucked her harder and rougher, and all she could do was toss back her head and scream my name.
Yes, master! Fuck, I can't believe you're inside me. I've been longing to feel you for the longest time.
Fuck, so have I. I panted as I bucked my hips with even more fervor. You're so fucking tight and wet. I love having you spread out and bound before me like a sexy little sacrifice. Ravna breathed as she bit her lip and grunted for more.
My master, I love the way your body feels when you're inside me. She looks like she's in a fever dream.
Akira remarked from the floor.
Look at the way her eyes roll back into her head. She needs more and more.
Ravna's walls clamped tighter around me as I moved my body with more intensity, and when she tossed back her head and cried out, it looked like something was possessing her body.
Master, I think I'm going to explode.
Are you ready to come with me? I teased as I delved deeper inside her.
Yes, I don't think I can wait another moment.
My flared cock pushed deeper inside her as her firm, silky walls clamped tighter around my shaft, and moments later I exploded a creamy load deep inside her hot, wet cavern as our bodies trembled with desire. I could barely breathe while the two of us shook with passion, and my head swirled in vicious circles as Revna's pussy walls squeezed and milked my rod for every drop of my unholy seed. Oh! Fuck! I groaned as we both tried to steady our breathing.
Oh, master.
The wild woman sighed as she slowly began to breathe steadily.
That was absolutely incredible. I can feel your sperm so deep and warm inside me.
Oh, good. I panted as I gently pulled out of her abused pussy. Someone come and untie her so she can join you.
Yes, master.
Penelope responded, and when Ravna was loose, she left the bed with trembling legs. The wild witch joined the others on the floor, and I stared at each woman and pondered who would be the next one to join me in bed. Akira and Circe were busy fondling each other's pussies, while Penelope started to place small butterfly kisses on Nyx's blue skin. As I stared at the red-horned witch, her indigo eyes met mine, and a small smile spread across her flawless face. I could tell she was dying to be fucked, and I didn't want to torture her any longer. Nix, come here, right now.
Yes, master.
The sapphire-skinned witch purred before she gently pulled away from Penelope's touch.
I'd be more than honored.
I laid my body down on the pillows and watched as the blue-skinned witch crawled on the bed without breaking eye contact. She licked her sapphire lips and stared down at my slick member with wide, hungry eyes. Oh, I know what you're thinking. I chuckled as I placed my hands behind my head and relaxed my body. If you want a taste, I give you permission.
Oh, thank you, master.
Nix giggled with bright eyes.
I'd love to.
I didn't move an inch as the sapphire-skinned Wicca leaned down and slowly licked my cum-slicked cock from the tip down to my balls. My body shuddered with pleasure as blood rushed down to my shaft, and Nix wrapped her full lips around my member before she began to bob her head up and down. I groaned with delight as she took me all the way in, and when my tip grazed the back of her throat, she gently gagged and went deeper. My dick twitched with violent desire, and I knew if we continued like this, I would come inside her mouth like a hot hose, but that wasn't what I wanted. No, I longed to spill my seed deep inside her wet, tight pussy. Stop! I ordered. And when she pulled away from my slick cock, she wiped the corners of her lips and smiled.
Why, master?
Because I want you to ride me. I want you to bounce up and down on my cock like your life depends on it. Mm. Oh, do you think you can do that?
Of course, master.
The sapphire-skinned witch smirked.
I'd be more than honored to.
I remained still on the bed. And I watched as Nix slowly hoisted one leg over my body and hovered her bare pussy over my pole. Her eyes never left mine as she slowly lowered herself down onto my cock, and we both groaned with satisfaction when our bodies were deeply connected. Oh, fuck. I grunted before I grabbed Nix's hips and began to bounce her up and down along my shaft. Oh, Satan, your pussy feels so tight.
And your cock is filling me all the way up.
The blue-skinned witch sighed as she squeezed her eyes shut.
Master, I've been waiting so long to feel you inside me.
So keep going, but faster. Show me your appreciation.
Yes, master.
Nix squealed before she planted the palms of her hands on my chest and began to slam her body against mine faster and harder.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I dug my nails into her soft blue skin, and her indigo eyes rolled into the back of her head as she continued to move her lean body vigorously up and down my throbbing shaft. I reached up to grab one of her full sapphire breasts as she quickened the pace, and when I pinched one of her deep plum-colored nipples, she gasped and bit down on her lip. Oh, oh God, do you like that? I grunted as I bucked my hips upward inside her sweltering hot hole.
Yes, master.
Nix sighed as she started to rock her body against mine.
Please touch me harder.
As you wish. I growled before I pinched her butt even harder and then slapped her tit.
Oh, yes, fuck, master. I think I'm gonna come.
Not yet, I grunted as she rocked her body with more determination and speed. You'll come, oh, fuck, when I tell you to.
Yes, master.
Nix squealed as sweat trickled between her full blue breasts, and her pace began to slow as she tried to stave off her orgasm.
I just don't know how long I can hold back.
Oh? Are you defying my orders? I growled before I slapped her ass, and her entire body jerked forward.
No, no.
She moaned as she bit down on her lip, and blood trickled down her chin.
I would never dream of doing that, master.
Good girl. I snarled as I grabbed her harder by her slender hips and guided her even faster along my cock. I could feel my gut coiling, and my entire body trembled while my cock pulsated with desire. Oh, I'm going to come, Nix, and I want you to come hard with me. That's an order.
Yes, master!
Nix squealed as her walls clamped tighter around my rod with uncontrollable passion.
Oh, fuck!
Nix tossed back her head, and her hair flew everywhere like a sapphire waterfall as she screamed my name over and over again. My cock twitched and exploded like a sweltering hose deep inside her empty cavern, and our mixed, sticky fluids dribbled down her thighs as her body shook uncontrollably. She gasped greedily for air, and her breasts were heaving up and down like she'd just sprinted through the entire castle. My head spun in fierce circles as I struggled to breathe in and out, and before the blue vixen climbed off me, she leaned down to plant a kiss on my lips.
That was so beautiful to watch.
I heard Cersei whisper from the floor.
Satan, I'm soaked from just watching them. Thank you, master.
Nix said, before she nibbled on my lower lip and then pulled away. When she clambered off me, I took a moment to gather my energy, before I sat up and looked down at the others. Oh, Nix was already seated on the floor, and she was gently rubbing her swollen pussy lips while cum was still dripping out of her hole. Meanwhile, Akira was slowly sawing her slender fingers in and out of Penelope's pussy, and Revna was busy burying her head in between Cersei's thighs. As the blonde Wicca groaned with passion, she turned her hungry, serpentine eyes to me and licked her lips. I knew she was silently begging for my cock to be deep inside her, and when I smiled in her direction, her cheeks deepened with color, and her breathing became more erratic. Ladies, I purred as I stared at Cersei. I want you all to stop what you're doing right now. At once, all the women turned to look at me with wide, obedient eyes and parted lips.
Yes, master?
Akira said with a small smile.
What can we do to serve you?
I want you to grab 4 silks from the wall and tie Cersei up to each bedpost. I demanded before I leapt off the bed. Make sure she can't move an inch.
Yes, master.
The women responded before Akira and Revna hoisted Cersei up from under her arms and pulled her to the bed. The blonde witch squealed with delight as they threw her on the bed, and while she was on her back, Penelope and Nix began to tie her ankles and wrists to the posts.
How is this, master?
Revna asked with a blonde arched eyebrow.
Is this tight enough?
Yes, I think this will do nicely. I chuckled as Cersei remained still and splayed out by all fours. Are you ready for what I'm about to do to you, Cersei?
Yes, master.
The blonde Wicca breathed like she was stuck in a dreamlike trance.
Please take me. It would be the greatest of unholy blessings to feel you deep inside me.
Oh, and you will feel me soon enough. I grunted as the other women all stared down at Cersei. Now, as for the rest of you, I want you to watch as I fuck Cersei senseless. Understood?
Yes, master.
The witches responded at once. Cersei was sitting up against the pillows, and blood rushed to my cock as I slowly crawled toward her. Her eyes never left mine as I placed one knee over each side of Cersei's hips, and then I grabbed my rock-hard cock. Oh, before we do anything else, I'm gonna fuck the back of your throat.
I can't wait, master.
Cersei said before she licked her lips with her long, forked tongue.
Please slip your unholy dick inside my mouth.
Before she could say another word, I shifted my cock deep inside her wide, hungry mouth and began to slowly buck my hips in and out of her. Her serpentine, glassy eyes stared up at me with sheer adoration and devotion as I plunged my member deep inside her wet throat, and desire licked up my spine like a spreading flame. Cersei gently gagged and slurped along my length as I went further down her throat, and I could hear the other women breathing heavily as I went faster and harder.
Look at how deep she can take it. She was starving for your cock, master. She was longing for his unforgettable taste. As we all were.
Cersei continued to stare up at me with nothing but eagerness and devotion as I thrust my cock deeper and deeper down her throat. And excitement coursed through my entire body as I fucked the Wicca's greedy mouth with as much vigor as I could muster. Her gentle gags echoed in the bedroom, and it made the other women squeal with arousal and excitement. Before I could unleash my creamy load inside her mouth, I grunted and gently pulled out of her. A wet popping sound reverberated through the room, and the blonde witch pouted in protest.
But, Master, I want more.
Oh, so greedy. I chuckled as I slowly lowered my body and placed my head in between her legs. Don't you want your reward?
Yes. I'm more than ready, Master. Please reward me with your unholy sperm.
I smiled coyly at the eager blonde before I lowered myself down in between her plush thighs and ran my tongue along the moist insides of her folds. Her entire body jerked as I plunged my tongue deeper inside her sweet cunt. But because the witch was tied up, it was impossible for her to move. All she could do was cry out my name over and over again.
Look at her eyes. She looks like she's being possessed. She can barely breathe. She's like a fish out of water, struggling to keep still. I feel like I'm in another world.
The blonde beauty gasped as she arched her back.
Oh, Master, your tongue feels incredible.
I mumbled as I continued to taste her sweet insides. I swirled my tongue deep inside her wet-hot tunnel, and her thighs shook uncontrollably. Then I teased her clit with my tongue, and her breathing grew more raspy and uneven. When I could feel her walls trembling, I knew she was close to a mind-blowing orgasm. But I didn't want her to come yet. Oh, not until I was deep inside her tight tunnel.
Oh, Master!
Cersei gasped when I lifted my head to look at her full breasts and red cheeks.
Please don't stop.
Oh, I don't intend to. I smirked before I pressed my body against hers and began to rub my slick cock along her wet pussy lips. Oh, in fact, I plan to fuck you until you can't even walk in a steady line.
Will you fill me to the brim with your unholy seed?
She begged with wide eyes. Oh, you know I will. I grinned before I slid my titanium rod deep inside her silky tunnel. When I was all the way inside her, she tossed back her head and moaned so loudly that I was sure the entire castle would hear. Her pussy clenched tightly around my rod as I sawed in and out of her hungry body, and my cock twitched with wild desire as I plowed deeper inside her. Her walls clenched and unclenched around my quivering member, and her entire body spasmed as I ventured deeper and harder inside her wanting cavern.
Come!
Cersei stuttered as I bucked my hips faster and faster against her skin. I continued to move my body against her, and I knew I found her hot, special spot when she tossed her head back and screamed my name over and over again. Her cries were eager and unrelenting as I thrust my cock deeper inside her, and when I knocked up against her cervix, it only made her scream louder. Oh, do you like that?
Oh, I love it, Master. I think it's going to make me come. I'm going to explode everywhere.
So come everywhere, I growled as my cock throbbed and twitched deep inside her.
Go!
Cersei screamed as her walls violently spasmed and clenched around my pulsating pole. The sound of my name made me gush inside her like a river breaking through a dam, and I filled her all the way to the brim with my thick, creamy seed. We both panted as her walls continued to suck me dry for every last drop of cum I could offer her, and I bent down to press a series of soft kisses into the hollow of her throat. Her pulse fluttered wildly beneath my lips, and she mewled when I licked the salty sweat off her skin. Finally, the room stopped spinning as I regained my breath, and I planted a small kiss on her forehead before gently pulling out of her slick body. Pearls of my cum dripped out of her pussy and pooled on the sheets, and I swiped some up and offered it to the still-bound witch. She quickly sucked my fingers into her hot mouth, and her forked tongue swirled around my digits until not a speck of sperm remained.
That was incredible, Master.
The blonde woman breathed when I pulled my fingers out, and the others untied her as I took her place in the middle of the bed.
It was like being in a dream.
Akira agreed as the others slowly climbed naked into bed. I agree. I chuckled as the women joined under the silk sheets. But who says we need to end it right now? The women squealed with joy before they started to press their naked bodies against mine. Some women planted kisses along my chest, while others nibbled on my earlobe, and I could feel myself growing as hard as a rock once more. I knew we'd be up all night, and I'd be fucking their Wicca brains out until sunrise. But no matter what tomorrow or the rest of our journey would bring, I vowed to enjoy every moment.